This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams.
Some of the pandemic changes to the economy are likely to stay with us for the foreseeable future. Lots of delivery services, remote work, and changes to the way many of us vacation. Before the COVID-19 pandemic, it could be hard to find somewhere peaceful, especially at popular tourist destinations. Then tourist spots were empty for months or years. Now, as travel picks up again, some vacationers still want some space between them and other travelers. And tourist boards are increasingly happy to help, even promoting quiet spots to international tourists. The BBC's Victoria Craig went to the Greek island of Tinos to explore one of them.
This place has everything you might expect. Iconic whitewashed buildings with deep blue window frames and something you might not expect. While Mykonos and Santorini often steal the spotlight, this lesser-known Cyclades destination is garnering its own attention, with traditional industry playing a starring role. And the leading lady in this story is cheesemaker Agela Rugeri.
Hi.
When we arrive at her farm, she's carefully wrapping cheesecloth around the last mounds of fresh curd from the day's production.
I'm the owner of a small industry of making cheese. The milk is from my own cows, and I'm making traditional cheese that people used to make since the old days.
The cheese she makes, Malathuni and Kariki, come from old family recipes.
I remember myself when I was a little girl sleeping and listening to the milk dripping into the bucket. Cheese making was in our homes.
She and her husband started the business with just one pair of cows during the country's debilitating debt crisis in the early 2010s. Over the years, it's grown into an income they can rely on.
Here in Tinos, I sell to many places. It's mostly butcher shops, shops with traditional products, and restaurants. Also, there are private citizens who come here and buy cheese as a gift when they go back to Athens.
One of the few clients Angela has agreed to sell to is Spyros Bellis, a restaurateur. He says he specifically sought her out because she's a small local producer, and that has been a draw both for residents and tourists alike.
I think the most important thing for the customers, especially the tourists, even if they are from Greece or from all over the world, the best thing to do as a tourist is to discover treasures that the place has.
The pickup in tourism he's seen on the island over the past few years has been good for business, but he worries about the long-term impact.
Of course, I want more tourist people to come to our island. The problem is that if you have a lot of visitors every year, it's difficult to keep the traditions.
Indeed, there is potential for tourism to grow. While the latest data show in 2021 more than 18 million people vacationed in Greece, visitor numbers are more than 34% below 2019 levels. To boost them, the nation's tourism minister, Vasilis Kakilias, points to new flight routes from the U.S. and a broader strategy for promoting lesser-known islands.
The campaign is Greece. If you come even once, you will want to stay forever. Yes, of course, it's about Mykonos and Santorini and Corfu and Crete, but so many other destinations.
He argues that spreading visitor numbers across destinations will help reduce the over-tourism problem that plagued so many of the world's popular places before the pandemic. As for getting locals in less frequented locations on board with the plan, Minister Kakilias says,
go meet the Greeks. You will understand Greek hospitality. It's not a six-star hotel or great luxury. It's the inner need of the Greeks to host foreigners, travelers, and tourists and show them a great time.
Cheesemaker Agela Rugeri reiterates it's tradition that makes Tinos so special. And while there's a feeling of openness to welcome visitors, there's not a rush to export its uniqueness.
Look, it would be nice for the cheese to stay in Tinos, because when someone comes to Tinos and tries it, he will have the taste. Then he will try it again in Athens and his mind will go back to Tinos.
Whether for tradition or hospitality, open expanses or secluded coves, there's something that keeps tourists coming back for more. In Tinos, Greece, I'm the BBC's Victoria Craig for Marketplace.